தஸ்யன் புராசன் விஜித்தி எழும்படும் மன்னன் தயக்கே சரிதாதி சோதிச்சா இதாத்மனோ கஷ்யன் சமஸ்ய தேவனா சாதோ சமோஹா பிரபவா புதாக்கே தஸ்யன் பிளண்டரர்ஸ் புரா தி பிகினிங் ஷட் சிக்ஸ் நா நாட் ஆத்மனா ஒன் கான்கோர்ட் டிஃபென்சஸ் Enemies are opposing elements. In the former times there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies that steal the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all 10 directions. But if a person is victorious over the 6 enemies and is equipoised toward all living entities, for him there are no enemies. Enemies are merely imagined by one in ignorance. Repeat, in former times there were many fools like you who did not conquer the six enemies that steal away the wealth of the body. These fools were very proud, thinking, I have conquered all enemies in all the ten directions. If the person is victorious over the six enemies and is equipoised toward all living entities, for him there are no enemies. Enemies are merely imagined, but one in ignorance. In this material world, everyone thinks that he has conquered his enemies, not understanding that his enemies are his uncontrolled mind and five senses. Manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. In this material world, everyone has become a servant of the senses. Originally, everyone is a servant of Krishna. But in ignorance, one forgets this, and thus one is engaged in the service of Maya through lusty desires, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and jealousy. Everyone is actually dependent on the reactions of material laws. But still, one thinks himself independent and thinks that he has conquered all directions. In conclusion, one who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man, whereas one who is in Krishna consciousness knows that there are no enemies but those within oneself, the uncontrolled mind and the senses. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் என புத்தலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதாமயம் வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு ஸ்ரீயுத பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாகர் வியாசம் சாகர் மோதிநாதாந்தி సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిగణ సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ హే కృష్ణ కరుణాచంద్రో జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధారి శ్రీవాచార్య గౌరవ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే రామ హరే రామ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కాలింగ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ ఎ ఫూల్ ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ హౌ కెన్ ఎ సన్ కాల్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ ఎ ఫూల్ జనరలీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ హ్యాండిల్డ్ ఇన్ ఎ జెంటిల్ వే in human society, especially in cultural society, more so in the society of Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas are supposed to be the most refined people who are supposed to know and practice spiritual life. That means they are expected to be the best controlled regarding the mind and senses. The Vaishnava is called Goswami. The perfect control of the mind and senses is not possible unless the mind and senses are engaged. That is the real master. Krishna is called Rishikesh. Rishika means senses. Rishikesh, master of the senses. So, our senses are not actually our senses. Senses are given to us. When the senses are given to us, they are the property of the owner. Krishna has given us the body, so body belongs to Krishna. Krishna has given us the senses, so the senses belong to Krishna. Krishna has given us the mind belongs to Krishna. And the soul is also Krishna's part and parcel, so it belongs to Krishna. The only difference is we are given minute independence. Being living entities, we are all individuals. We are all individuals. We are not all the same. We are same. Sense we are all spiritual. We are all not the same. But Krishna has made us in different ways. Somebody has musical mind, so he can pick up music very well. Somebody may have linguistic mind. somebody has a scientific mind, somebody has a mathematical mind, somebody has an astronomical mind, somebody has a philosophical mind, somebody has an artistic mind. But basically, these may differ, but we all have devotional mind. All of us have devotional mind, means we are all anchoring for love, to give love, to take love. Basically, that is the nature of the soul. Otherwise, the abilities and talents, they are all different. Somebody is a good writer. Somebody is a good orator. So, we cannot be anybody we like. We don't have to be also. If Krishna wants you to be a monkey for him, he'll be very happy as a monkey. Is that right? No, no, I want to be a good thing. He'll be very miserable. Because your happiness is dependent on Krishna. If Krishna wants you to be a cow, that is your constitutional position. So the point is, Prabhupada said, we don't have to compete with anybody. We are all special. Everybody is special. Here foolishly we think somebody is very big, somebody is very smart. But actually, we are all part and parcel of Krishna. The kind of happiness the gopis are getting, the same happiness the cows are getting. Not only the cows, the land and water in Vrindavan. You think the land and water in Vrindavan is dull water or conscious water? You all know. Residents of Vaikuntha, anyone who knows that the water and land in Vrindavan, they also speak, they also feel, they also reciprocate. That everything is Chinmaya, Chinmaya Dham. Nothing is material there. But unfortunately, we are the Chinmaya spark. This body, completely surrounded by a material body. The mind is material, the body is material. That's why he's saying they are your deadly enemies. If somebody is insulting you, actually it's doing good. That's why she was crying. I was surprised that 84-year-old people also cry. If they're supposed to be mature. So, if somebody has hurt you, if you are a materialistic person, you will shrink. If you are a spiritual person, you will become very ecstatic. Okay, Krishna is cleansing you. Krishna is purifying you. Krishna is correcting you. Krishna is forcing me to improve. We all want to be attached to, just like we stay, we would like to stay in the temple, we would like to, but Krishna wants you to take the glory. You stay in the temple, you go out, you conquer the directions, you go out. Then so many people will become your followers. And so much you can do for Krishna. But you sit in the temple, I have to face people, I have to confront people. you don't confront people, you have to confront your mind, which is the deadly enemy. And the mind will simply take you over. Yeah, we have one will conquer your mind. You are supposed to conquer the mind, but you are conquered by mind. The moment you don't preach, your mind is stubborn on you. So only when you go out and meet people, when you challenge them, then you feel the need for surrendering to Krishna. Then you feel the need to rise up to the occasion. On another occasion, Prabhupada said, generally small-time preachers, they want some chimchas. They want some yes sir, like that. But big-time preacher, like that. Because Krishna is on your side. Krishna, you are not the... Krishna is going to support you. Krishna is going to help you. So when you go on the field, you see what Krishna is doing for you. When you are sitting in the room, when you are sitting in the temple, your ego, your emotions of material nature, you are simply struggling. That there is no challenge. The challenge is there. You have to consult Krishna. I'm thinking, what should I say now? What should I do with this situation? So, spiritual life is not stagnancy. Spiritual life is not dull or boring. Spiritual life is dynamic. We like to face challenges because life is a challenge. Nothing happens in life without accepting the challenges. Only children like to stay back in protected environment. Only untrained people want to stay back because then I don't know how to deal. But people who are trained up, people who are advanced, they like to meet, debate. They like to meet, discuss, preach, and make people submit. That is called your conquer. When you can make a person recognize your worth. Let's say Vaishnavas, they don't dominate by their position. You know, I am a sannyasi, I am a temple president. No, by their qualification, by their dedication, by their commitment, they control people. I also have to be dedicated like that. So, if Prahlad is staying here, calling his father in food, as I told you, Prahlad is a thorough gentleman. I also, when I was reading Life Comes From Life book, first time, when Prabhupada was calling the scientists rascals, pudas, asses, I thought, Prabhupada, why is so rough? Why Prabhupada is calling people like that? Then, as you continue to read, that means these people are stubborn. These people are really stupid. So by gentle handling, you know, like you approach a fool, you try to gently handle him. He is a fool. He doesn't understand your gentleness. And he thinks, he doesn't know. I know better. So, this always happens. When a Vaishnava is gentle, other things is incapable person. That's why Vaishnavas are very fierce. They're very bold. Now, Prahlad, 5-year-old boy, is addressing his father and also is the most powerful person. Next to God, Hiranyakashipu was the most powerful person. But Prahlad knew that Hiranyakashipu got all his strength from Krishna. But he was misusing his strength. Completely misusing. That's why whoever is anybody in this world, all their abilities, all their positions, all their strength, that is bestowed by Krishna. With power, along with power comes responsibility. Along with power comes responsibility. The more you are given, the more is expected from you. If Krishna is giving a lot of wealth, and if you don't use it in Krishna's service, that wealth is going to bring doom for you. That wealth is going to destroy your life. Ravana, and you love that. But you did not use it in Krishna's service. Destroy it. Destroy it to nil. So that's why when we cannot handle wealth, power, don't hang it. That's why Vaishnavas, they don't try to, I want position, I want power. Vaishnavas are not power hungry. They are not after positions. We already have the best position. When Krishna surrender, what power position? What purpose? You are servant of Vaishnavas. You want to be boss of Vaishnavas or servant of Vaishnavas? Boss of Vaishnavas is full burden. So much is expected from you. If you are a temple president, if you are a sannyasi, so much is expected because you are supposed to know the standard. You are supposed to set an example, everything, you don't know things, and you want to be a leader, what others will learn from you? How you are going to educate? So a spiritually advanced person, nobody has to make him a leader. Be happy about that. Nobody has to make you a leader. By your spiritual advancement, Krishna will speak through you. By your spiritual advancement, Krishna will bring opportunities before you. By your spiritual advancement, Krishna wants to give you recognition. Don't try. Just try to spiritually advance. And then Krishna will utilize you. Now, this guy is useful for me this way. This guy is not useful for me. So, a devotee is a person who doesn't pose, who doesn't oppose. Oppose. He doesn't pose this. Try to show I know so much. Then do that. And oppose. Oppose means you don't want to unnecessarily utter that. Polite. Wisdom. So if Prahlad Maharaj is calling his father a fool, they look like. But Prabhupada called so many people fools and rascals and asses. Nobody felt hurt. The Prabhupada was talking out of compassion. The Prabhupada was explaining 100 years, but the scientist is told, no, like this, you rascal. Then the guy will think, wow, nobody called me rascal so far. He is a scientist. Prabhupada is saying, you don't know, you have no answer, and still you are taking the position of scientist. How the universe is created, you don't know. How life has come into existence, you don't know. How there is variety of living entities, you don't know. And you cannot create life. And you cannot change people's habits. So what is it? You have no control over your mind. So Prabhupada is using, you should not try to imitate Prabhupada. He will beat you up. You go to some professor and you are a fool. Immediately, fat. Who are you to call me fool? Is that right? You go to collector, district collector, star, you are a fool. He will say, put him in the lockup. That means first you have to, by your good behavior, by your thorough knowledge, by your tolerance, kindness, compassion, talk, and then you get an idea, this man, he knows so much. And then he will take a little humble stand, then he says, you are a fool, sir. Yeah, I know, I understand. Not directly. First, people should recognize you as a good man. People recognize you as a learned man. People should see you that you are a humble man. A humble man, if he is saying somebody a fool, the other man will think I am useless. What other man will think? You will not feel offended. Suppose you see me as a humble person. Maharaj is very humble. And if Maharaj has been angry, he will push a good reason. Otherwise, Maharaj is a humble person. If he is looking angry, means that means my behavior is not all that. Otherwise, what should the humble person should be like that? So, Prahlad Maharaj, he did not just, because he could not control his anger, he called his father a fool, because he was unable to control his anger. Body became full of poison. When you become angry because of your agitated senses, the whole body becomes polluted. But you are becoming angry in order to help the other person. Then you get more strength because you are not rough because you are in the modes of material nature. But you are trying all other ways to handle a person. But when the person is seeing it, that you are you taking it lightly? Then you have to go to the next step. So, he said, argumentum ad baculum. Argumentum ad baculum means take a stick. Last thing, in the temple you give opportunities to people again and again and again and again. You don't ask a person to come into the temple and next day ask him to go. You don't do like that. When you ask a person to walk into the temple and stay, that means you want to keep him for life. And then you try to educate him, train him, do this and do that. If he is learning, everything is all right. But if things are otherwise, at the last return, I cannot train you. It is over my head to handle you. Please, take your life into your own hands. Because if I cannot help you, what is the point in keeping you with me? Right? If I cannot help you, why am I keeping you? So Vaishnavas, they always, because a person became a Vaishnava after so many lifetimes, it's not that somebody can become a Krishna devotee just like that. Bahu nam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadate vasudevam saramiti samatvasudallava. So Prahlad Maharaj, he tried all things to reason with his father, he tolerated with his father, he suffered on account of his father, and now it became like an open confrontation. The father wanted to kill him, and he wants to stand, see who can kill me, let me see. Prahlad is standing in the I stand up to see what father can do. Because Prahlad is seeing Krishna everywhere. He is seeing Krishna in his father also. That's why he said, all your strength Krishna has given you. So, the point Prahlad Maharaj is making here, which is very relevant for all of us, that don't ever see the other person as a bad person. That means you are the bad person. Don't see other person as enemies. If actually you are inimical for whatever reason, by jealousy, by envy, by hatred, by fear. Because, so this is the statement of Prahlad Maharaj. He is saying that there are no enemies. Devotees have to be very clear. There are no enemies for me. Because everything is an arrangement of Krishna. Without Krishna's arrangement, can an enemy attack you? If you are a devotee, if Krishna, even if you are not a devotee, nothing happens without Krishna's sanction. Especially for the devotee. So if somebody has become offensive to you, that means this is my karma. A devotee always has to see things happening beyond your control. You have to digest it. You have to swallow it. This is my karma. This is actually a fact. That everybody is put into different circumstances because of their karma. So, if you improve your bhakti, if Krishna wants you to take to a better situation, can anybody stop you? No. So, simply devotees, Krishna has put me now as I make spiritual advancement, and Krishna knows how to utilize me. Krishna knows better. So, the real enemies are mentioned. There is a small story. What is it? A woman is called Chanchala. A woman is called Stri. She wants to expand in this world. The Mahatmas are trying to wind up. Mahatmas are trying to wind up their business and go back home. Whereas ordinary woman, they are trying to expand children, properties, relatives, and all that. So, a person has one wife, a person has a wife, and you can never satisfy a woman, because the woman is supposed to satisfy the husband, but the woman is chanchala, and you try to satisfy her today, this, tomorrow, that, and you don't know what to do. What to do, you don't know. Because you are given the Vedic system is a woman should simply follow the husband so that her mind will not wander here and there. But because we don't have spiritual culture and you are attracted to the woman and now you want to satisfy her and you will never be able to do that. So this man has a wife, and imagine one wife, you cannot satisfy her. And if you have four wives, five wives, what will you do? So the analogy is each sense is demanding so much. Every minute your eyes are looking for what will satisfy me, what will satisfy me. Your ears are looking what will satisfy them. So, it is like a soul having six wives. That's why people don't have spiritual life. The soul is having six enemies. A and we are completely defeated by the enemies. So where will be spiritual life? No spiritual life. Godas. Godas. Simply. And then, as you said, the senses can never be satisfied. Matra sparshasu kaunteya setasu sukadukhada agama payana nitya kanti tikshasu bharata. Everything is changing, changing, changing. The senses are changing. They are demanding. Every minute, something else, something else. People can watch their sensual behavior. Senses are compared to serpents. So they bite you. The mind is compared to a witch. Wicked, goblin, bhutam. Mind is bhutam, and the senses are snakes, and it's a ghost, and snakes are surrounding you. Completely you are taken over. So this is our situation, but we are thinking I am enjoying my life. We are thinking I am all right. That's a Hiranyakashipu is thinking, oh, I am very powerful, I am alright. Everybody should listen to me. And Prahlad tried everywhere, but nothing worked. Then he stood up. He said, you are a fool. You have conquered 3 wars, but you are not satisfied. If you are satisfied, why you should be angry? If you are satisfied, why you are restless? If you are satisfied, why you are anchoring? Lamentation and anchoring means you are not a spiritual person. A spiritual person has no anchoring, no lamentation, because he simply is in his relationship with Krishna. He is perfectly satisfied and he is trying to do some seva. And it is successful or not successful. Because he is not worried about success and failure. He is already successful by his relationship with Krishna. A devotee is already correct. 3 things. One is victory, and second thing is supreme destination, and third thing is completely satisfied. A devotee is completely satisfied because his senses are not disturbing him, he is not agitated. And he is victorious because the more you control your senses, the more you can understand people. The more you control your senses, the better you understand the people. Because you are not controlled, so you try to extrapolate or you try to impose. You don't understand what actually they are. So, let's say a Vaishnava is a great psychologist. You know, because if you can peacefully sit down and give consultation to people and try to convince them, you cannot change outside so much. You have to adjust. You have to adjust. What you are supposed to change? Change your material consciousness. Change your body consciousness. Change your approach to life. Make Krishna the center of your life. So then all the enemies will be there. Inner enemies, outer enemies. When you become Krishna devotee, you will be able to conquer lust, greed, envy, anger, jealousy, and hatred. And when you become a better devotee, immediately more people will surrender to you. And now you are able to only convince Satyam. If you become a better devotee, you can convince more people. Because Krishna will use you as an instrument. So we are all dancing Hiranyakashipu, the big demon. We all represent Hiranyakashipu. Yes, we are all represented. At least we understood this completely. No, I don't want to be Hiranyakashipu. Right now I am Hiranyakashipu. But Maharaj, please make me a devotee out of me. Make a devotee out of me. You stay with us and say, I want to remain a Hiranyakashipu and also a devotee. How is that possible? You cannot be Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Both. Not possible. Either you have to be a Hiranyakashipu or you have to be a Prahlad. Or at least to the degree you reduce your Hiranyakashipu tendencies and you get Prahlad's tendencies somewhere. But you cannot be as you are. And you don't, the devotees never say I'm a devotee. Devotee, by his qualification, people call him a devotee. People call him a devotee. We never call ourselves a devotee. When people see your goodness, people, when they see your patience, when they see your carefulness, you know, this man is devoted to Krishna. It is better for us to hear from them and serve them. So, the lesson for today is that, like Hiranyakashipu, we are thinking, this guy is a headache for me, this guy is a nuisance for me, this guy is a bad person. But actually, they are applied to us. We are a nuisance to others. We are actually bad people. And so let me become humble. Let me do my seva and sadhana more carefully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sirandara Sivatma.
Maharaj, you said that he is Vaishnavite with gold and soap cover. He is teaching to the demons. If you want to become like your later Prajanta, argument and
we are medium devotees. So we should not try to be like you cannot attack people like that. You have to speak from your level of realization. We are all devotees, but devotees are Kanishtha Adhikaris, they are Madhyama Adhikaris, Uttama Adhikaris. What Uttama Adhikari is doing, you cannot do like that. They are like that. What? Sorry. Even Krishna is teaching you to do that. You are talking from your mind. So don't put yourself into the shoes. You should always say, what is my spiritual status? A Vaishnava, at least you should know what is my spiritual status. So accordingly, I must immediately adjust another new Vaishnava. You should have an intelligence. Otherwise, better than you remain humble with the
Vedic.
You
said that Krishna gives the opportunity as per our
the Guru will tell you, or your seniors will tell you, and they watch you, alright, please, you change this service to that service. Suppose you are a preacher, you are in the temple. If you are a preacher, you will not keep burn. You will start talking to people and you will be able to do it. That is why, when you need to be able to be a teacher all the time.
So, yes, we should not act medicine.
Yeah. What do you think? You have to
understand.
No, we are in a system. We always take that, like that guy wanted to write books. But I don't write books. Don't write books. In 40 years, don't write books. Not necessary. There are already so many books we read that touch. Take blessings. the Vaishnava is not a person who has glory with the eyes and the eyes are open. He is watching people around him. Who is one? What is the other?